show, no doubt. It's directly from the rich man's house. All the trinkets and the pretties, all the blankets and the goods. Now how about we add some coin to our accounts? Look at all the stuff he left, and it really isn't theft. It was there just for the taking, so why can't a girl be making extra money from the staff he left?
Quite right, Mrs. Dill, the good find. Seems the dead men never really mind when you make an extra pound from the stuff they left around. What is this? It's quite a lovely find.
Oh yes, Joe, they're nice. All the curtains from his bed'll bring a price.
With him lying in the bed, with him barely even dead, you just took him down.
I did.
Oh, what a
heist. Look at all that stuff he left. Not a mourner there to claim it, so we'll claim the very best of the stuff he left behind. Surely nobody will mind
if we take a little crumb,
just a tiny little sum,
and we profit from the stuff he left.
Why not, Joe? He's dead. Wish I could have found a way to take his bed. Such a sinner never was. Died alone because he was heartless and cruel. So I spit in his gruel. I did.
All the better that he's dead.
Look at all the stuff he left. Not a mourner there to claim it. So we'll claim the very best of the stuff he left behind. Surely nobody will mind
if we take a little crumb,
just a tiny little sum.
We'll profit from the stuff he left.
Unnatural.
Quite right.
Who's to profit from his hoarding?
Who can get the highest price
from a watch, from a chain, from a hat, from a cane, from a bowl and a spoon, from the stuff in every room? We can barter, cut a deal, every trinket we can steal from all the stuff. Look at all the stuff he left. Not a mourner there to claim it.
So we'll cash our little check.
We can see the profits grow. Not like he will ever know that we swiped his pipe with his coffee from the right. That we stripped his bed with him barely even dead. Making profit is the only thing.